This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
The month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I was reading these statistics earlier this week that says breast cancer is the most prevalent cancer among South African premenopausal women. So that is a 20% of breast cancer cases in South Africa occurring in women under 40, compared to just 5 to 7% in higher income countries. Joining me this morning on Breakfast, Dr. Peter Schaub, Chair of the Breast Imaging Society of South Africa. Dr. Schaub, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What a pleasure. My brain is just telling me, why is it so much higher in South Africa than other places in the world for women under 40? What's the reason for that?
So I think, firstly, it's important to realize that the majority of breast cancers are happening in women older than 40, particularly in their 50s and 60s. But I think that what we have seen, and this is worldwide, is an increase in the number of younger women being diagnosed with breast cancers. And that's women in their 30s, even late 20s.
Wow.
And the statistics that you are talking about show that in South Africa, that proportion is higher than elsewhere in the world. So I think part of the reason is that we generally have a younger population. And the other thing is, and this again is an international thing, we tend to see that breast cancer in the black population tends to happen younger than in the white population. And as a result, more South Africans who are diagnosed are younger than 40.
Peter, in terms of scanning and getting the information, is it just older ladies that in general in the past have been tested, and maybe now younger women are also being tested now? Does that have any impact at all, the time when they choose to have their first tests done?
So I think that the fact that we are seeing more breast cancer in the younger woman isn't so much that we're testing them, because at the moment our screening tests still focus on women older than 40. Most of those younger women are coming in when they already feel a lump or notice something else in the breast. Our general recommendations are to only start screening, doing the scans from 40, and that is because, like I said, still the vast majority of the cancers happen in older women, and therefore it's not really worthwhile doing general screening younger than that. But I think what's really important is that younger women are aware, that they understand that they too can get breast cancer, even if they don't have it in the family, and that if they notice anything new in the breast and they should be examining their own breasts, that they immediately go and have a check.
What are some of the risk factors? And I know I'd love to talk about the risk assessment tool, which I think is going to be incredibly helpful and very, very practical. But what is increasing the risk that some women are more susceptible to developing breast cancer than others?
So, you know, importantly, is that most women who are diagnosed with breast cancer don't have any known risk. In other words, they don't have any family history. They've never had a problem, you know, which means that, again, anyone can get breast cancer. However, there are some risk factors that are important to be aware of. So, for example, if a woman does have breast cancer in the family, especially if it's first degree relatives like mothers and sisters, and if they got it at a younger age, then certainly that woman has a higher chance of developing breast cancer. And that's important because it means she might need to start doing the screening tests earlier. She might need to do additional tests. And that's why every woman, even from, say, her mid-20s, should be aware of her own risks and to act according to that. And if she's not sure, to discuss it with her doctor.
Yeah. I'd love to chat around the breast cancer risk assessment tool. Can you tell us more about that? That sounds wonderfully practical and helpful.
So the tool really is based on things like family history, and it goes into quite a lot of detail. So it's a questionnaire basically asking you if you've got any history of breast cancer or maybe ovarian cancer in the family, how many relatives, etc. It also asks questions like whether a woman has previously had a biopsy or any other problem in the breast. It looks at things like when a woman started to have her periods, if she's on hormone replacement, and it kind of then puts all of these things together, and it calculates a percentage risk, and it tells us if someone's in the high risk group or in the average risk group. And again, the high risk woman may need to do additional tests or earlier or more often.
And you mentioned about the self-examination of the breast. I mean, that is the responsibility of every lady. Perhaps they're saying, what's normal lump? What, I mean, breasts are changing throughout the menstrual cycle. So, you know, what's normal? What's abnormal? When do I need to be concerned? And when do I need to seek out medical help?
That's absolutely right. It's very easy to say everyone should just do their own examinations, but it's actually incredibly difficult for anyone, even most doctors, to tell the difference between normal lumpiness and a growing tumor. If you do breast examination, that's really good, and as a woman, you should get to know what your breasts feel like, so you can pick up what's abnormal. But don't feel bad if you struggle with it. The truth is, most women do. I think the important thing is that if you do notice something, for example, maybe you're in the shower or the bath and you feel something feels different, always get it checked out. If you look in the mirror and something looks different, the nipple looks different, maybe the skin looks dimpled or something like that, always get it checked out. And that's it. It's awareness of the breasts and any changes.
I was reading something the other day, and I would like to verify it with you. I know we've been speaking about ladies, and rightly so, through this, but breast cancer seems to be something that's also occurring in men. What is the reason for that, and what should we be aware of in that regard?
The men certainly can get breast cancer, and it can be a deadly disease in men because it's often discovered quite late because they don't suspect it. It tends to occur in older men. So we see it usually over the age of 55 or 60. Often there is a family history or genetic predisposition to getting those cancers. But the truth is that it's very rare. Probably for every 100 cases of breast cancer in women, there's one in men. And so men aren't advised to have regular checks of their breasts. But again, if you notice a lump in your breast, always get it checked out.
Yeah. Who do you go to? Do you just go to the clinic? Do you just go to your GP? Do you need to try and connect directly with a specialist? What's the first best first move?
So, I think it's always a good idea to start with your GP, and most GPs are very knowledgeable about these kind of things and would know where to refer you if they think that there is indeed a problem. And that would apply especially to women or even men who are not yet in the age group to be doing regular screening. Women over the age of 40 should be going for screening every 1 or 2 years. Most medical aids will pay. Some of the government hospitals also have departments. And that involves having a mammogram, which is a screening x-ray, picks up breast cancer very early. So if a woman in that age group was to find something and be worried, either if she hasn't had a mammogram or it's in between, then it would be worthwhile to go to the mammogram department where they could immediately have a look at that.
We were chatting just a few moments ago, Dr. Schaub, around the breast cancer risk assessment tool. How can people access that?
So there are a number of different risk assessment tools. If you are a member of Discovery or BankMed medical aids, you can access their risk assessment tools through their websites. But there are also other risk assessment tools that are free to use on the internet. So if you were to type in IBIS, that's IBIS calculator, you would come to it would come up, and you can go onto that. It's self-explanatory. You enter all your details. It gives you a risk assessment, and then that's something that if it is high. I would take that to my doctor or the mammography department and say, this is the assessment I got. I'm worried. What do I do? So IBIS, that's IBIS.
Yeah, and I did exactly what Dr. Sharp suggested, and I see there's plenty of places. Many of them are breast cancer awareness websites and different NPOs and NGOs, and there are plenty of them available, which seem to come from really reputable sources. So that's definitely something to go and check out online, the IBIS calculator. This has been a fascinating conversation. I think a really, really important one. Just before we close, Dr. Sharp, this is not about fear, is it? This is about let's get it early. Let's get the help you need early. Let's be aware. Let's be educated and let's know. So this is definitely not about fear. And now specifically when we're talking about an increase in the percentage of breast cancer cases in premenopausal women, this is just to be aware and saying, feel around. If it's feeling different, go and check it out, and we catch this rather earlier than later, right?
Absolutely. You know, what we see time and again is women who are diagnosed never thought it would happen to them. Mm. You know, especially if they don't have it in the family or they don't have a problem, they never think it'll happen to them. But the truth is it can and does happen to anyone. So knowledge is power. Go and find out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.